Closing his mind to external distractions, Luke began a focusing exercise, breathing in through his nose, filling his belly diaphragm with air, then exhaling slowly out his mouth. He barely felt the shadow shudder as the first dart ships began to pelt her shields with balls of primitive chemical explosives. And when Han's voice came over the comm, he heard the words only with his ears.
Why aren't you on an escape vector? Is R2 on the blink again?
Negative that, Mara answered. We're okay.
You don't look okay,
Han said.
We'll cut the extra loose and circle back to...
Negative, Mara snapped. You do that, we'll never get free of these pests. Keep going, and don't look back. Luke has a trick up his sleeve.
Copy.
It was Leia this time.
If you're sure.
We're sure. Mara closed the channel. Then, as the shadow shuddering worsened, added, I think. Luke opened himself wide to the Force, and it was pouring in from all sides, filling him with a maelstrom of power, imbuing his whole body with its energy. A bang sounded back in the engineering bay, as a power circuit overloaded. Then the lights dimmed as R2-D2 redistributed shield power. Luke formed an imaginary picture of the shadow's exterior, then expanded it into the Force, moving it from his mind out into the cockpit. Mara turned around and inspected the image carefully, then said, "Looks good." Luke continued to enlarge the image, extending it into every corner of the vessel, taking his time to absorb the attributes that made up the shadow's sensor signature. He began to grow tired, but ignored his fatigue and expanded the illusion until it covered the entire ship like an imaginary skin. Another bang sounded in the engineering bay. This time, before R2-D2 could redistribute power, the sound was followed by the muffled thuds of several hull hits. Mara hit the crash alert, closing all airtight doors and activating the pressure stop-loss systems, then spoke over the intercom. Nana, get Ben into his vac suit.
I've already done that.
Trying not to be distracted by the steadily growing shudder of the barrage of dart ship attacks, Luke brought to mind another image of the shadow. This time, with a black star-speckled veneer that resembled the emptiness of deep space. Instead of absorbing the ship's sensor signature, however, he blanketed it with a layer of cold emptiness. Once the illusory skins were in place, he carefully adjusted them, drawing the masking image tight against the hull here, pushing the counterfeit out a little there. A third bang sounded from the engineering bay. How about that decoy, Skywalker? Mara asked. Our shields can't take... Luke released the outer skin.
Go!
Mara shoved the throttles to overload, then half a second later, shut down the drives. The shadow slid out of her double and, still masked by the dark veneer Luke had constructed, glided quietly away from the Force illusion. The shuddering stopped. Luke continued to maintain both illusions, the Force pouring through him like fire, burning more fiercely every moment. He was drawing more energy than his body was conditioned to endure, literally burning himself up from the inside. The air around him began to crackle with static. On Luke's tactical display, the illusionary shadow, the real one, was not visible even to her own sensors. Was slowly drifting toward the bottom of the screen, still surrounded by a cloud of attacking dart ships. A small inset was counting down the seconds remaining until the Force-cloaked shadow would be far enough from the dart ships to restart the drives and flee. The way Luke was hurting, 30 seconds seemed like an eternity.
We're bringing June, Tarfang, and Saba aboard now,
Leia calmed.
Do you need help?
They could not answer for fear that the dart ships would notice the comm waves and discover the shadow's true position. Instead, Mara reached out to Leia through the Force, trying to assure her that everything was fine. The XR-808G began to drift away from the Falcon on the tactical display, and the Solo started a sweeping turn back toward the battle. Luke felt Mara protesting through the Force, but the Falcon only began to pick up speed. Leia was angry with them for trying to be heroes. The situation wasn't that bad. Luke's skin felt as dry as a Tatooine lake, and tiny halos of golden light were starting to appear around his fingertips. The Falcon was on a straight heading and accelerating toward the dart ships. The inset on the tactical display showed 3 seconds. 2. Mara brought the sublight drives back online. Luke let the illusions drop and slumped into his chair, his skin prickling and his hair standing on end as the last of the Force energy left his body. Han's voice came immediately over the comm.
What the blazes?
The Falcon made a hard turn away from the confused dart ships.
Did you just tell up?
Didn't I tell you not to look back? Mara asked. Now fall in behind us and stay there.